love that Happy song by Pharrell Williams. Did you know there's a website called Happy 24?
Yeah, and you can see him do it for 24 hours.
I love it.
Hey, guess what? We're going to do another podcast right now.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
This is Franklin Sterling III. And this is
I Wanna Be Happy. This is Karen Soliday. We're just talking about Pharrell's song, which is going to win the Academy Award. It's really a good song.
It's really funny, too, because that song that came out on a movie... came out on Despicable Me 2, which came out in the summer.
Yeah.
It was kind of an under-the-radar movie.
Yeah.
The song in the movie doesn't really have a prominent... It's not the main, you know, force driving the movie.
No.
It's just a small segment in the movie. But Pharrell did all of the music for the whole soundtrack. He did the score and everything to it.
Yeah.
And now the movie, well, not the movie, but the song is all of a sudden, it's starting to...
I mean, I like, I mean, the video is fun. Now, I'm hearing that song just constantly through my head now, again. Because I'm happy. But you know what? The theme of it is great. It's just a great theme. The video
is... Just being in a good mood all the time.
If you change your mood, you'll change your world.
Exactly.
That's it.
Well, it'll change your perception.
And that's what Henry Finch does in The Red Bedspread.
It's a great way to tie everything back.
It's true.
To The Red Bedspread?
Tying it back to The Red Bedspread.
So what we're going to be talking about today,
building a platform.
We want to talk about building a platform.
Marketing platform. Web presence, a platform on the web.
What is a platform? When we say we're building a platform, what does that mean?
A platform is your brand. It's your visibility. It's your knowledge. It's who knows you. It's your connections. It's your ability to get attention. It's your products. That's what it is.
So it's like the control center.
That's right. It's everything. If you build a strong one, everything comes to you like a magnet. Rather than, so you're not having to put out so much or spend as much.
And this is what we're trying to achieve with the publication of The Red Bedspread. And this is all for myself and Karen. This is our first endeavor into the world of independent publishing, creating our own content.
Right. And this is based on Gimme Some Sugar Creative, which is the company that we're putting this under, the platform. What do you get with a strong platform?
You get
legitimacy.
Legitimacy.
You get media attention. You get you can attract celebrity clients. You get growing list of people that you know. You get speaking opportunities. All kinds of stuff. They come to you with that.
If you have a strong platform,
yes,
then all of these things are feasible.
Yeah. So what are the what are the five secret things to building a good platform?
What are we doing to build our platform?
To build our platform is that we publish our content. We get a good position on the web by publishing some of our content. You know, little tidbits of The Red Bedspread. You position yourself properly. You publish. You have a product or service. You promote it.
What is our product is obviously the book.
The book. Even us writing a book ourselves and getting it out there is helping somebody else
who's
thought about doing that. Just because, remember, by 2020, 73% of the whole world will be on the web.
Right.
And that means that using a website that, you know, Amazon.com is the parent of CreateSpace.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of turning all of your time and energy over to some literary agent or publisher that doesn't give a flip about you, you turn it over to yourself and do it yourself and turn it over to an entity where you pay much less money. You just kind of pay for what you get and they help you out on the web.
That's right. The old paradigm is falling away. The old paradigm of having to go through an agent, of having to go to a publisher, of having to pitch, that is starting to fall. It's crumbling away.
Just like the music business.
That's right.
Film.
The literary business is going in the same direction that the film and the music business went through in the you know, it was like the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, with the advent of MP3s and, you know, BitTorrents and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Getting
even
iTunes.
Bitcoin. I mean, are you following the story about Bitcoin?
Yeah, I am.
It's interesting,
but
very interesting.
I've listened to a few economists talk about it, and
good
it's
and bad.
Kind of a shaky
good
thing.
And bad.
So
good and bad. Good and bad.
The future will, you know, will tell us. You know,
because
whether
you know,
or not
there's
Bitcoin
another
will
web
be
out
in
there.
The future
Did you know that? I'm interrupting. I'm sorry, but there's another web out there. That's called the hidden web.
Well, you can cloak your computer, your presence online.
Well, there's another web out there. It's called the hidden web, and the way you get to it is through a different website. And I heard about all. It's fascinating. I was watching National Geographic's
series. We're going
series.
On a
tangent. We're going, and then we'll get back to it. But it's so interesting. Their series called Drugs Incorporated.
Are you talking about the Silk Road?
Yes. How, you know what? When I saw that show and I went, well, it's not going to be, it's Bitcoin and all that's not going to be under wraps much longer.
Now,
because
for those
the minute,
people that are listening that aren't familiar with this, well, this this is a website. The Silk Road is a
right.
website.
Yes.
We're not talking about the historical
Silk Road
that stretched from you know Europe all
the
way over to China.
This was a story
We're talking
about
the Silk Road.
Which
it's
was
a
hidden,
website,
on the hidden web.
And it's on the hidden web. And what
or the
is,
deep web, as they call it.
It's a website where you can buy and sell illegal drugs. And
you can actually, on this, it's
and they primarily deal
within,
through bitcoins.
Yeah, within a few days of this show airing, the U.S. went in and dumped it. If they, you know, it's going to
be
gone.
Yeah, it's not around anymore.
But what the deep web, the hidden web, is you access this part of the web and like child pornographers and stuff, that's how they do it. You have to go up to another website and you have to buy into that website then to get to this other part of the web.
In order to remain anonymous.
Yes.
It's still not very effective.
No, it isn't. But anyway, so
and
this,
these people deserve to be caught. And
well, really,
you know,
because I mean, the Silk Road... I went up there, and for a minute, I actually could see, and I didn't have enough time, and it's not there now, but I wanted to see what their menu was, just to see.
And that's the dark side of the internet, but we're not talking about
the
dark
side
of the internet.
No, we're trying
the light side. We're talking about the light side
we're
of
trying,
the internet.
Yes.
So let's talk
so let's go,
more
let's get
about
back
the
to
light
it.
Side
but
of the
internet. But it's just fascinating, because I'm such a nut about all of that. It is fascinating. Right.
So, but let's get back on track
back.
With the
okay, so,
the book.
So building a platform, you promote it, and then your profit. And there's a way to leverage other platforms like Google and Amazon, etc.
How do you do that? What do you mean by leveraging other platforms?
Podcasts, book casts, mobile casts, social casts. People spend more money, dollar per dollar, on Pinterest. It's the average is it's 179. If they go from a site that they see on Pinterest to that website versus they see it on Facebook and then go to the website. So that's why Pinterest is really coming up in social media marketing, you know, dollar per dollar. People get a lot like on Pinterest, and I love Pinterest. Pinterest was very obtuse and esoteric, and it was hard to figure out anything on Pinterest because you had to have the red P so that you could pin it to your board on Pinterest, and nobody had it. And I never could figure out, I tried and tried and tried, how to get the iconic red P and put it on my computer so that I could, if I saw something cool on another website, that I could go down and pin it, and it just never worked. But now, because it's becoming so popular, you'll notice that most...
They made it more user-friendly, or...?
It just wasn't back... This is just a couple of years ago, man. Now, as you can see, most every good website has the red P on it. Most everything on the web now, you're going to see that red P, which means you can go down there, pin it to your board. And now people peruse each other's boards... Every week I have on Pinterest, I have people, I have messages, feeds coming into my phone telling me that so-and-so has taken one of my pins off my board
and
pinned it to theirs.
So how can Pinterest be an effective marketing tool with the Red Bedspread?
Well, we're going to put, we've already got a platform for Pinterest already, and which I'm, we're going to expand on that, but you're going to be able to go to Pinterest and you're going to be able to see the plates that you designed for the book, and you're going to actually be able to go, and if you'd like to, it's going to redirect you back to the Red Bedspread, and you can actually buy one of those plates if you want, because they're really cool. Actually, they look really cool in a kid's bedroom or anybody's bedroom or anything, because they're that cool a picture.
The other thing that we're doing is we're selling the, you know, prints of the illustrations that I did for the book as posters. And we were, I haven't told you this yet because I just actually discovered it for myself. We were going to use Etsy. We were going to make an Etsy shop and sell posters on there. But I found this other website called Zazzle. And on Zazzle, see, with Etsy, if we were to do it through Etsy, if we were to create prints or merchandise through Etsy, we would have to get those prints printed ourselves at some place like FedEx, Kinko's, or a printing shop. We'd have to go to a t-shirt shop if we wanted to print shirts and get them printed there, and then ship all of the stuff ourselves manually. What Zazzle does is they basically do all that stuff for you.
Interesting.
So, with these prints, all I have to do is pick a size, make sure that I format the aspect ratio properly with the actual image,
mm-hmm.
upload it to their website. I pick matte finish, glossy finish, semi-gloss finish, as far as what type of paper the print is going to be printed on, and they do it all for you. They print it, they ship it, and then we get a royalty for it.
I'll go look at it. I love Etsy. I love Etsy because you can go up there and find anything for way less money that's been made by somebody. They have different types of Etsy. You have your Etsy shops, which is all handmade stuff, and then you have other things. Like it's like a regular, e-commerce shop. So, and their logo is easy to remember and stuff. I'm sure Zazzle is a big Z. I'll go check it out for sure. But the marketing task at hand is giant, but it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I've just notes and notes and notes. You know, computers have not been around that long. In fact, it's in our lifetimes. So we are the pioneers of all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, really, and it seemed like that because there is so much stuff every single week, it seems like. The personal computer came about during our lifetime. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's huge.
It's like how I think we talked about it in an earlier podcast, how I used to build desktops with my dad. And yeah, it's crazy. Now,
it's huge.
It's rare that you find a desktop computer unless you're working.
I've got a desktop.
In a corporate scene, Everybody's got a tablet or a smartphone that they use.
I still love desktops, though.
Even at restaurants, waitresses will have an iPhone with a card stick
in it. Yeah.
So it's we're definitely living in the future right now.
Well, everything's going to be solid state too. It'll just be tablets.
Yeah.
And
who rips CDs these days?
I do, my whole CD.
Who listens to CDs?
It's who buys a CD. Who buys it? I don't buy them.
What's funny is, do you remember when they used to have the four discs CD changers? That was the innovative thing.
That long ago.
No, that was only like 10, 15 years ago.
It's okay. I have a lot of CDs. And I really want to hear all of those. I'm going to have to go through there and rip all that music to my PC, which can take it.
Yeah.
But then, and now we've got the cloud. That's crazy.
What about the marketing process?
Well, it's kind of as we go, really. I mean, I
so
have
we're
ideas.
Learning as we go.
How to
you
build a solid platform.
We've given people a little bit of an introduction to how to build a platform.
We're learning as we go. Once the website goes live, I mean, I'd like to do things like have book signings for fun here and there. Take the book into schools, make appointments at schools, make Skype appointments, and you can talk about the process of illustrating a book and just all kinds of things like that. We'll have a calendar section on the website so you can see if we're doing anything, and
right.
we'll promote that and all that kind of stuff.
All that stuff goes
yeah.
into the marketing.
School visits, website contests, podcasts.
So do you have like a list written down somewhere of all the different things that
yes,
that
I have so many lists,
ideas,
Franklin. Yes, I am.
You're going to have to compile them into one solid
list. I have
list.
A file at home just for this, marketing of this book. What I need to do, and I'm going to do it, I have to go through, I've been taking all kinds of webinars on marketing. I have to go through everything and sort of hone it and paraphrase it all into the important aspects of it, of what each thing is.
Uh-huh.
Now I'll go back and look at all of it. And there's some seminars that I'd actually like to do live. They do cost money. One of them is about $9,000 in New York City.
That's a little bit too
yeah.
much for me.
Well,
yeah.
yeah, right now, but maybe down the road, what you get out of it, you get immense book marketing out of this particular service. And then I've already paid for one thing, and there's another one that I'd like to pay for, and that's not way less, so which I might do. But we'll take each as it comes, because you can become overwhelmed with biting off too big of a piece.
Right,
so I think it's really important to just go step by step by step and not let myself get overwhelmed by it. Because there's people that hire companies, you know, PR companies to handle all
this
stuff.
To do all the marketing.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I have a friend, and you've met.
I think
that's
might
help
be a
us
good
with
idea
this.
For us if we... Instead of taking that $9,000 and going to do a seminar, if we take the $9,000 and we go to one of these places, we get. I remember when
well,
I was
actually it's not a seminar.
When I was researching the different ways that we could self-publish, I noticed that there were companies that would take your book, they would they would print it for you, they would find broad distribution channels. And they would market it for you, but it was something like, you know,
$9,000, $10,000, $15,000. There's a company in Philadelphia with strong ties in New York, and this particular company, this particular guy has marketed several famous authors. And for like $9,000 and some, he gives you a package deal of all kinds of stuff. He does the work. You pay the money and you get to go. And then he does the work. I mean, he's gets you on television shows. I mean, ultimately, that would be awesome to get on, to do a little bit about self-publishing on the Today Show or Oprah or something.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome, you know, representing what's happening in publishing. That would be a goal, is to do that. And we have a public relations person here in Los Angeles that's worked in public relations for 25 years, and she's going to be helping us do some stuff. Get some press.
Right.
And so, but, you know, speculative and hearsay is just every day we're going to do something towards the positive
right.
marketing
Facebook.
Of the book.
Every day will be Facebook, Twitter, getting the word
yes.
out, getting the message out, getting
putting
more people
new content up,
to getting more people
monitoring
to,
it.
Yeah, getting more people to
building
like
our lists,
the page, to see the book, to buy the book.
Getting more of a platform presence, the bigger and the stronger the platform, the less we have to do, you know, flailing our little bird wings and treading water. That's
right.
that's the idea, you know. And everything that we do down the road, it'll be easier because we've already gone over that road, and that's what it is, you know. So the point is to enjoy the process of doing it, and not be overwhelmed by it. Because it's easy to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
By it all. Seriously. It's easy.
There's a lot of stuff. And just when you thought you had it all figured out, something else comes along.
That's right. Some new technology, some new wrench in the works.
It's not just I made a book or I made a CD of music. Here it is, world. It, you know, you gotta work towards getting people to see it, to getting people to hear it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Lots of yeps and yeses.
It's because I'm having a histamine release right now from something that I'm allergic to. Who knows?
Who knows?
That's what happens when you get older, too.
Mm-hmm.
You start having more and more allergic reactions to things.
Things like technology.
No, I love
it. I think you're you've done a lot, a good amount of research into technology. For me, because since I'm, you know, I'm only 29, still a young guy, it's more intuitive to me because I grew up with this stuff. So
that's true.
This stuff, when you're talking about it, you're talking about it from a different perspective than someone like me.
I know.
So there's...
Well, people in my age, a lot of people my age, I know. I'm filling in my purse because I'm looking for something. I know, when you think about people... Right now, people my age,
yeah,
they're the ones that are just really not savvy to this stuff. A lot aren't. A lot are, but a lot more aren't. That's sad because now...
Well, by that same token, a lot of older people don't really... They don't really... They're so...
But we're not
they're
old.
They're so, you know, caught up in their way of, you know, how the world works that they can live a comfortable life without even knowing about this kind of stuff.
That is true.
It does, you know, in certain cases, it does help if a person does know about the technology of the internet and how, you know, expansive it can be, that can help an individual's corporation or company that they may have.
That's true. I know a lot of people in my age range, they don't know the first thing about computers.
Yeah, I remember for the longest time, my mom she hated computers.
Really?
And then my dad got her a laptop, and, you know, now she's sending emails back and forth and stuff.
Your mom?
Yeah. She doesn't need a computer to do her everyday stuff, so it doesn't matter to her.
Oh, see, I'm a slave.
And it's like
I love it.
It's like what I was saying. There are people that can go their entire lives without, you know, that are older. They don't need a computer, you know?
I know, and that's just so weird to me because I am on that thing 24/7. That's probably from work. I mean, when at any job I had, you were on the computer 24/7. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we always, always
it's
have
just bad.
That online
bad.
Presence is always going to be there. You
that's
know?
Right.
For it's, our, from, you know, you know, the early 2000s generation forward, there's always going to be an online presence. It's always
constantly
going to be a part of
yes.
everybody's lives. And like you were saying, with the 70% or the 85%, whatever it is by 2020, will be 6 billion people will be online.
There
I think that with the direction that we're going with the book and everything, it's a great way to you know, break into this new frontier, and
jeez.
It's the direction we're going. It's the direction the human race is going. You know, technology is, and the human
you
race
can't
are
escape
side
it.
By side. They're parallel with one another, and
but there are times to just put it down, really.
Yes,
and I do like to
just
put it down.
Read
shut
your favorite
it off.
Children's book,
right,
by
I
Franklin
do, which,
Sterling and Karen Soliday,
which I do. I like actually picking them up and flipping the pages.
So everybody.
You can do that, too.
Go to createspace.com.
Buy
our book, The Red Bedspread.
Bedspread.com.
And
go to our website.
We want to thank
Check
you all
in.
For listening to the podcast again.
Yes.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Yay.